Hello and welcome to our brand new Peace of Heaven Project podcast, Peace Talk. I'm so excited to be joined by our very first guest, our very own Peace of Heaven Sanctuary volunteer, Colleen Sissons. Welcome, Colleen.
Thank you so much, Gemma, and thank you for this opportunity today to be able to speak to Peace of Heaven Project and what we do there.
Fantastic. So you're here to christen the podcast. How does it feel being our very first guest?
A little scary, but I really would love to do this podcast just because it's another voice. It's another person speaking about the sanctuary.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have you here. So,
Thank you.
fantastic. So, tell us about yourself.
Well, I've had many careers in my lifetime. I was a cattle rancher and farmer for 25 years in Saskatchewan. It gets to 30 below in Saskatchewan, so it's a life that's a little harsh some days, but that's what Saskatchewan was all about, was cattle ranching and farming and bringing up my family. So that's basically, I've had many other careers, but the cattle ranching, that stands out for me.
Wow. So how did you go from being a cattle rancher to volunteering at a vegan animal sanctuary?
That's a bit of a journey, and it is a journey that wasn't easy at the time because I realized after being a cattle rancher that it was really a horrible business. It was abuse of animals, and it was a life that you thought it was you were doing the right thing, but you really weren't. And so it came, I came to that understanding of what it's like to be a vegan. I've met Sharon and Mark Starmer in Alberta once I'd left ranching. And they really helped me open my eyes as to the life of animals and what it's all about. So when they moved to British Columbia, I decided that I would move also. And I've just never looked back. It's been a wonderful journey and so happy to live here in BC near the sanctuary.
Wow, fantastic. So,
Yeah.
how long have you been with the sanctuary now, and what led you to volunteering with them as well?
Right. Well, I've been volunteering at the sanctuary for 8 years since the inception of Peace of Heaven Project. And during that time, there's been a lot of growth and a lot of growth for me and also for the sanctuary. Just volunteering there is a really wonderful thing. But I just want to step back here for a moment and talk about the cattle industry, because I know a lot of people hear cattle ranchers and they say, yeah, we love our animals. We think, we do the best for them. We buy hay and keep them well fed. And that's true. They do. But what's not said is that when that cow has her calf, in 4 months' time, that calf is taken away. And so for a month, that calf is crying for its mother. It's extremely sad. Then what happens is that calf is either fed up and shipped to market, or it's castrated, so it's no longer a bull, it's a steer. And then it's also fed up. And the bottom line, unfortunately, is money. And that's what the cattle industry is about, is about your bottom line. So yes, cattle ranchers love their cows, but they also are looking at how can I get a bigger calf? How can I create more money? And it's sad. And that's the industry that I can attest to, that I've seen with my own eyes and have worked it. So it's not something I'm proud of, but it is something that I think people should be aware of and understand what the cattle industry does. So, working at the Peace of Heaven Project is such a joy because I get to give back to all the animals. I get to help the animals at the sanctuary. I hopefully am helping the animals in the planet. And I also want to really tell people that there's another way to change. There's another way that we as humans can live peacefully on this planet.
Can you tell us more about your vegan journey? So, did you change overnight or was it a slow transition?
It was many things, but really to me, it was the moment when I realized that this animal had emotions, joy, it suffered grief, it suffered pain. And so we were their equal. And when once I realized that, there was no turning back. It was so easy to become a vegan. You know, I look on Facebook and I see, you know, I read people looking for, oh, what's the dairy-free substitute or what's that? And, you know, many times I've just written in and said, yeah, but don't even worry about it. Think about the animal. You've just saved an animal by not eating, you know, or drinking milk. So, you know, it's just that flip of the coin, right? That flip of thinking that animals are really an ascension being and they want to live their life to the fullest, just like we do.
Yeah, it's just as soon as you make that connection,
Yes.
it's like everything just fits together and you're so mad at yourself that you didn't make that connection all those years ago.
That's right. And you know, one time I spoke to Mark and Sharon and felt, you know, it's really a burden sometimes when I think of what I did in my past. And they said, no, no, Colleen, you use that to tell people, to inform them that this is where I came from. There's no reason why you can't do it too.
Yeah, because
Right?
sometimes the industry, you know, they're not totally truthful about the process that is involved for you to get a glass of milk or meat on your plate. But, you know, you've been there and you can tell the truth because, you know, it's your own experience. So
yeah.
Have you found that your personal journey and your story has helped you positively influence other people?
It has somewhat, but you know, I think, Gemma, it's always a point of frustration that you want to do more. You want to have more people open their eyes to what is going on. And it's a slow process. And sometimes there's some joy, but a lot of times it's the frustration of, come on, you guys, just do it.
Yeah, sometimes once you know something, you feel like, oh, everybody else knows it, but everybody's on a different journey and they're on a different time scale to you. So, yeah,
that's right.
It is. I understand completely.
Yeah.
All right. So, can you tell us about your experience here at the sanctuary?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, it is truly a little piece of heaven. I you know, you drive open the gates and you're driving down the long driveway and you're just feeling like this is an important place. This is a place of peace. And you look out your windows and, you know, it's a long driveway and you look out your windows and you see the pasture and there's the cows and the goats and the llama and the alpaca and what else, alpacas, llamas, what else is out there, pigs. And they're all just grazing. They're all just getting along and roaming around. And then you look over to your right and there's the horses and they're just as content. And you think, why can't this always be? Why can't we have more places like this?
Yeah. Okay, so how do you personally make the animals feel loved and cherished and gain their trust, particularly if they haven't had a great experience with humans in the past?
Yes, that can be tricky. You know, that I've watched over the years, and some animals, as soon as they put one step on the soil of Peace of Heaven, they go, great, I'm home. And then there are other animals who go, wait a minute, what's going on? Is something going to happen to me next? What's, you know, because they've had a lot of things happen to them. And so it just takes a while for those animals to come around and to trust you. So the biggest thing for me is trust and building that trust. And how do you build that trust? Is you show up. And you show up and you're present. And you spend time with them. And you know, we humans, we've got this little gopher that runs around in our head and we're somewhere else when really we just need to be present for the moment. And animals know that. Animals understand, you know. And so when you're with them, I just try and be present. And when I see that they're saying, hey, you know, I'm not today, I don't want you around me, then I go somewhere else or do something else. But it's really about appreciating who they are and showing respect.
Just like you would with people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so I won't ask you if you have a favorite animal, but are there any animals at the sanctuary that you bonded with more than others?
Oh, yeah. You know, you always try not to have your favorites, but I gotta confess, I do have my favorites. And one of them is Aria, and she has eyes like saucers. You know, they're just so huge. And she'll look at you, and it's just such a beautiful look. And you know, that animal is always taking care of her herd, always taking care of the alpacas. And you'll see her where, you know, something's, you know, going on in the pasture, she'll lift her head and go, okay, what's going on? You know, and she'll move forward to say, nope, you can't come near my alpacas. You know, she's protective. She'll let you come in once she trusts you, but on the whole, she's always on guard. And then, you know, I gotta say, the pigs, Harry and Eddie and Anne-Marie and Nancy, they're all talkers. They all run around and talk at you. And I just think of Anne-Marie and Nancy. They were found on the streets of Calgary, roaming around. Somebody must have dropped them off, abandoned them. So one of the volunteers adopted them and brought them out to the sanctuary. And I can remember the first time I saw Anne-Marie, or was it the second time? And so I called her and I said, Anne-Marie. Well, her little tail started wagging and she was like this. You know, she's just so happy to have her name recognized. And they're such characters. But, you know, then there's also Teddy, the old barrel horse, barrel racing horse. And oh, Gemma, it took me a long time to gain trust with him. I remember, you know, going near him and he'd come up with his walleye. So you'd see the white of his eyes and he was like afraid. So I would back off and try again. And now, you know, we have a pretty good relationship. And some days when I arrive, he'll nicker at me and I'll go, yeah, you just made my day, that nicker, you know, because it's a lovely little low nicker. And then there's Ruby. And Ruby is a Highland cow. And she has the hugest horns. They come out like this. I mean, she's just, the horns are magnificent. And she's not that big, but her horns. So she's not quite trusting. She's just one of the new animals at the sanctuary. But she knows her name. And she'll watch me as I'm working maybe at the horse corral. And if I say, Ruby, I've got some apples for you, she'll come over and she'll look around to make sure no one else sees her getting the apples. And then she'll have, like yesterday, I must have gave her three apples without her even chewing them. She just went and down they went. So yeah. And then there's Margaret and Bonnie, who are two other Highland cattle. And I love their hairdos. You know, they have this long hair and it's just wonderful. And it's one of those, you know, some days it's a bad hair day and some days it's not, but you know, it's just so natural. So yeah, those are some of my favorites.
Wow, you have a lot of favorites.
I do. And that's just a few. Yeah.
So, does it take a while to bond with the animals, or do you have any techniques that work better than others to win them over?
I think it's just coming out and spending time and being present, you know, and just spending time and really showing them that same thing, dignity and respect. And like you said, you know, it's just like humans. Some days we're not having a great hair day or, you know, whatever it is. But some days they just want to be on their own, and other days they would like a cuddle or a pet, you know. So you just have to respect that. And there's no, this is what you do. No, I think it's just show up and be present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in your opinion, why is volunteering with Peace of Heaven Project so important and meaningful, and to you and the sanctuary?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel it's so meaningful for me because it gives me purpose. And I think every human being on this planet needs to have a purpose. And I have a purpose of helping those animals and helping the sanctuary. In fact, Gemma, I was thinking about volunteering and how I think when I get in the truck, I've never had a day where I say, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have went out there. It's always, you know, I'm driving back home and I'm thinking about my highlights and thinking about the little things that maybe happened during the day and thinking, you know, this fills my heart. I'm so happy to be able to do it and so lucky to be able to do it. What it does for the sanctuary is Mark and Sharon have over 100 animals out there. That's huge. And so it's a lot of work. And Mark and Sharon Starmer don't get up in the morning and say, well, I guess I'm going to take a day off. You know, that doesn't happen in their world. And so for volunteering and volunteers coming out, it helps with extra hands to do work on the sanctuary. And working at the sanctuary can be so many different things.
Yeah, what kind of tasks and activities does volunteering at the sanctuary usually consist of? What does a typical day look like? Or is every day completely different?
Every day can be completely different, or every day can be just, you know, doing something that you enjoy. Coming out to the sanctuary, I've had a few days where Mark will say, oh, Colleen, this has happened. And I say, great, I'm going to give you a hand, you know. But on most days, the animals need to be fed, and the hay needs to be put in their hay baskets, and the supplements need to be put out. That's first thing. And then there's always maybe a fence to be fixed, a gate to be fixed, a shelter to be cleaned out, a corral to be cleaned. You know, there's always something to do. There's never a lack of, oh, what should we do now? later on, we are going to try and make a path through the forest so that we can take the horses for a walk. And I just think that would be wonderful. We haven't got it cleared out yet, but that's just one of the things that we'd like to have happen.
Yeah. Okay, so in your opinion, what are the best jobs and what are the worst jobs at the sanctuary?
I don't think there's a best and worst, but I think there's some that are more physically taxing, like maybe pitching manure. There's always that job to be done. And I don't mind that at all, because it just gives you fulfillment that, yeah, we cleaned this out. The animals are going to enjoy a clean shelter. Or it just gives you that feeling like you get to, it's almost like a meditation, shoveling the manure. One recommendation I have for volunteers is don't wear your good clothes out to the sanctuary. At the end of the day, they don't look quite so clean. But, you know, there's always a job, and really Mark and Sharon don't want you to do a job that you don't feel comfortable with or happy with. So there's always choices to do, you know, a certain job.
Yeah. And how about working with Mark and Sharon? What's that like?
Working with Mark and Sharon, everything you do, they're always full of gratitude. They're always so thankful. And you always receive a text from Sharon pinpointing every single thing you did and how grateful they are. So they make it so easy to volunteer there. And gratitude is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm sure the animals appreciate everything you do as much, if not more, than Mark and Sharon appreciate it as well.
I saw the changes of, just through the 8 years of when the animals first come and their confidence isn't high and they're unsure, and then in a while they're so calm and so happy. It's wonderful to see.
Yeah, such a rewarding way to spend your time.
True. Yeah, so true. Yeah.
So, what are your top tips for anyone who might be thinking about coming to volunteer at Peace of Heaven Project?
Oh, top tips again. Don't wear your best clothes. But no, it really is just volunteer. Go and volunteer. And it doesn't mean you have to be with the animals. Like, we have all kinds of volunteering opportunities available through fundraising, and through, raising money so that we can feed the animals, because it really takes a lot of money to keep all those animals. So we need to keep them fed and supplements and whatever else their needs are. Maybe it's a vet, but we need to have those funds. So fundraising is another large segment of the sanctuary and, what can be done versus shoveling manure.
So if people did want to get involved with fundraising, do you have any information about
I sure do, or they could phone me up and just
that?
get a hold of me. But it's just all on the website. And here's a thing that I think people don't understand, and I think that should be, is that the Peace of Heaven Sanctuary is nestled against the mountains. And then you have this beautiful view of the lake and the mountains. And it's just absolutely pristine. But it is in the middle of nowhere. So we don't have a town close by, or say Calgary or Kelowna, that's close by that we could, sell tickets or do a fundraising event or any of those things. The closest town is a little town called Burton, and it's maybe got 500 people. And then where I live in the Cusp, we call it the Cusp Metropolis, with one red flashing light and 1,700 people. So as you see, we just don't have a lot of people to create fundraising or create fundraising events or to gain volunteers. I think once people come out and see what we're about, I think they'll be more than happy to do anything in their power to help. But it's just getting the word out there.
And definitely, we do have plans in the future, right, to welcome more people to Peace of Heaven and experience it for themselves. So that's exciting. Something to look forward to. All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Colleen. We appreciate you
You're
taking the time
so
out of
welcome.
your day to share your passion for the Peace of Heaven project and your dedication to helping all of the animals.
Well, thank you so much.
I could chat to you all day about the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I just, if I had a last word, I would just really encourage people to really think about why they are eating meat and what they need to do with that. And could we not create a world that was in peace? And I think coming out to a sanctuary, especially Peace of Heaven, you really understand that we don't need to kill animals. We don't need to eat them. They can live out their lives. They're animals with their own emotions, their own zest. They want to live their lives too, and we want to give them that opportunity.
Yeah, there really is no excuse in, you know, we're living in the easiest time to be vegan. It might not be the healthiest time because there's so much vegan junk food now, but there's no excuse not to be vegan for the animals, if not for your own health as well, right?
Yeah, and for the planet.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many reasons, but, you know, really just thinking about the animals and saving an animal's life. You know, so many times I hear people say, oh, I love animals. And I know you've heard it too, right, Gemma, where and then you go, well, why do you eat them? You know, and so really, I just wanted to share with you today my history, my past history, and say to people, you can do it too.
Fantastic. Well, I will let you get back to the sanctuary. I know that our
Thank you.
resident animals will certainly be missing you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. It's great to get your message out there, especially sharing your journey from cattle rancher to vegan volunteer. All right. So if you'd like to get involved by volunteering or visiting the sanctuary yourself, you could head on over to our website, as Colleen mentioned, and find out how you can do that. So the website is pohpsanctuary.com. And whilst you're there, check out our latest blog post where you can learn about the best places to visit while you're in beautiful British Columbia. Our next episode, we'll be speaking with the Mark and Sharon Starmer. They founded the sanctuary in October 2015, so exactly 8 years ago this month. And we'll be hearing all about their journey up to this point and the exciting plans they have for the project, including a big announcement about how you and everyone can experience their piece of heaven, so you don't want to miss it. Thank you for all of your support. Thanks for listening, and until next time, peace out.